Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, Gina Views, Lush One,
Shannon,
and I finally got my boys in the building. Boss Man, One Take Quan, what's up?
Stop that playing.
Shit, dude, man.
Bitch, try to fight my bitch, I'ma jump in.
Sheesh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you hit bitches?
Nah.
That's how we gonna start the show?
Nah.
Let me know.
Nah, I'll get them out the way, though.
How?
By
knocking them out?
Nah, the right tone.
You just say something.
She gonna listen. I'm that
shake
nigga.
Shake him up a little
she'll
bit.
She'll back up.
Hey. Just like that, looking at her. Hey.
Yeah, and she
gonna,
know.
She gonna look like
okay.
You could push her really hard.
No, you ain't gotta do that.
Shove
get
a
up
bitch.
On her and, hey.
I'll shove the fuck out of bitch.
Y'all jumping in the fight if your girl getting beat up.
I'm getting her out the way. I'm not finna just jump in. Wow, I ain't finna do all that. I'm gonna, hey, get up off her, though.
Why not calm her down and just make sure she don't even get into the situation and get beat up? Listen, if you know your girl can't fight, you kind of got to.
We talking about the altercation already being there.
Yeah,
we talking about the whole situation.
What is she already
doing? You feel me? If I can get her out of the situation, but I'm the same type. If you popping it, you're gonna have to do something.
So how does that conversation go when you get home? Like, if your girl just got beat up in front of you, y'all gonna go home and you gonna teach her how to squabble, or?
Yeah, I'm gonna talk a lot of shit. You did all that popping it. And got your ass whooped out here. All just, that shit talking.
It really depends on the circumstances.
Uh-huh.
If she, for show, if she getting packed out, if she getting jumped, I'm in there, period. My girl not finna get jumped in my presence.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, you feel me, a fade with the homegirl, she gonna have to run that.
Yeah, I wanna see too.
You feel
show
me
something.
Like,
winner, so do you got a squabble?
Winner gets to serve me up. You feel me? Like
he went crazy with it. That's some real player shit.
That's some shit you would say.
Right there?
You real ratchet.
I am, but I'm a player ratchet, though.
Are y'all in relationships?
Nah.
Next question.
He got quiet.
Are you got a girlfriend?
It's something I'm feeling, but you feel me? I don't know if she's feeling
why
me.
Why you go so... Listen. I got,
Don't come in here on this cool rapper shit today.
Nah, I told
cool.
you the truth.
Thank you, Quan. One thing this nigga Boss Man gonna always do is why you, like, play with me.
What you mean? Like, what if he don't like his business though. In the streets? Like,
No.
He put it in the street. He put it in the streets by not answering. I don't know that bitch.
What?
Damn.
She just said some slick ass shit. He put it
she
in the streets by
though.
Not answering.
She don't know if she know or not.
Why she gotta be a bitch, though?
I don't know her. I know her. Is she in here?
Is she in here?
That was the girl you talking to go back to the car?
No, don't even say that because she didn't really think that.
Oh, man.
I'm just playing my guesses.
She going to watch this shit, so.
You told her you my.
Listen. I'm going to go there with her today, though.
You told her you my.
What?
That you my son, goddaddy?
Oh,
there's a
God.
Lot of man. Come on,
I don't even know what she's talking about.
Like, Gina, you gotta be direct. You feel me?
No,
like,
she don't.
It's my son, goddaddy.
Yeah, all that.
What's up, y'all?
Damn, what's the deal?
So you niggas like a boy group now?
A what?
A boy group.
Yeah,
you
like
niggas that talk shit. And we do it well on the same beat.
I'm fucking with it. Potion. That's the new one, right?
Yeah,
that should go up.
You fucking with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I
had to make him do that song. He even liked that song.
What the fuck? Why?
No,
that was the last song we did that session. Yeah. I'm like, hey, do this beat. He like, nah, that shit. Wait, I should just do the beat, bro.
I mean, I stay with the bars ready. I just want, like, I want. You feel me? I wasn't able to get up on there how I wanted, but I did it.
What's the name of the group?
Why you calling us a group?
Big head squad. You in it. You in it. You right along with it.
Runner up.
Really? No, she in there.
So y'all don't have a name?
Yeah. It's not a group, though.
Off the Bench. That's the name.
That's the name of the tape.
Oh my God, these niggas, Irene.
That's the name of the group, Off the Bench.
Why are you calling up Irene? Under,
Irene.
Off the Bench.
Why these niggas don't have their shit together?
What are you talking about?
He, Quan don't know the name of the group.
This is not a group.
Yeah. It's not a group. It's he just said the name of the group is Off the Bench.
It's a collaboration.
First
right?
of all, he said the name of the tape is what?
He didn't say that.
The name of the group is Off the Bench.
The name of the group.
The name of the group now is Off
I'm,
the Bench.
Now I'm
confused. Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about right. the group shit. He just talking.
So Off the Bench, how did you guys meet?
Shit. We got picked last at a little park, and we said, fuck it, we off the bench with it.
Okay.
What you said?
This y'all no jumper interview.
Yeah.
Nah, but did y'all, now when y'all came off the bench, though, you wound up putting numbers on the board, I assume.
You just said and you fucking like, posted.
You feel me? Yeah, off the knock.
Come
yeah.
on, man. Hey, come on, man. We off the bench. I'm trying to tell
okay,
you.
Okay, well, off the bench. You know where it came from?
I want to know how you two met before y'all even okay. created off the bench.
How we meet? Through,
We met through the project we did with Joe Moses. The NWB. Oh,
well, that's, you met Rucci that. Through that. You didn't meet me through that.
I met all y'all through that. Literally.
I wasn't there, nigga.
Bro.
Irene.
Like I met you at rehearsal.
Okay.
They don't know where they met. They don't know the name.
It's
of
a
the
lot
group.
Of years we've been doing this shit. Like,
it ain't like we just met yesterday.
All right, you're correct.
How did me and you meet?
All right.
Morningside.
We met at Red Room.
Okay.
It might have been Red Room.
Red Room going crazy.
Shout out to Red Room Studios. Yeah.
Where I right. thought y'all were about to say church, but
nah, we're at the studio, gassed up.
Come on.
All right, it has been a lot of years, so let's start from the very beginning, because y'all both are from two separate camps, and then you came together and created a project.
Yeah.
Let's start from the beginning. Where are you from? Where you grew up? What are your roots? What are your Inglewood roots?
Damn, you just can't tell them where I'm from.
Any moment now.
Me and Regina from Inglewood, and met her at Morningside. You feel me? I grew up on 108th and Crenshaw. Born and raised in Inglewood. You feel me? Went to all Inglewood schools, high schools, Morningside, Hillcrest. Been doing music since 2008, seriously. Started off in a group with somebody named DZ Honcho. Shout out my nigga. You feel me?
Rucci.
He came out there.
Bay Squad.
Yeah, it started with just me and DZ, and then...
I'm familiar with him.
Yeah. Huh?
I'm familiar with him.
Yeah.
They call me Rooch Dog Baby.
Yeah, you feel me? Roochie came after high school.
Okay.
You feel my first year at the high school, we found Roochie.
How would you describe Inglewood in comparison to L.A. for people that don't know?
Because Inglewood be acting like they on state.
Inglewood's its own country, low-key.
Yeah, because we not the same. Like, we different. Like, I don't know why people hate Inglewood so much. Because, like, we really friendly. We know, you feel me? We cool. You feel me? I don't know. Inglewood was just, L.A. and Inglewood is totally different. You from L.A. How's L.A.?
Shit. It's the city.
Shit, it's Inglewood,
lovely. Like,
it ain't Inglewood, though. You feel me?
Hey, man. I ain't really got nothing too crazy to say because Inglewood is smooth, but it's just like it's the East Side. Like East Side, y'all cool over there. Like,
Inglewood is the East Side.
No, I'm saying I'm from the East Side. The East Side is the East Side.
Oh, like God damn! Yeah.
I'm from the East Side of Inglewood, though.
Yeah. But it's a different East Side, though. What I'm talking about.
I mean, y'all real. But East Side of Inglewood, East Side of Inglewood is the bottoms. And,
see,
that's the most ghetto part of Inglewood.
I went to school in L.A. and Inglewood, and what I can say is I am way more in fear for my life on the east side of L.A. than the east side of
Besides
of
the bullshit, though, it's still fun on the east side.
See, but then people get my part of Inglewood is murder capital, so it's different over there.
East of the 110, though, yeah, it gets, it definitely get a little
bit. There was a liquor store called Jen's Liquor Store. People used to get murdered in there every night. That was my side. That was literally my next street. I still walk some up on the side.
I just discovered that there's a downtown Inglewood, and that's where the swap meet is. They're closing down the Inglewood swap meet. How do you feel about that, being at a Inglewood landmark that you grew up going to probably faithfully won't be here anymore?
I haven't really thought about it yet. That shit,
You about to cry?
No. Hey, look, I got my first whoopty whoop there. Listen, but
what's a whoopty whoop?
Listen, let me tell you how I feel though.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, I'm not surprised though, because once the stadium came, I knew a lot of shit was gonna change. Mm-hmm. So once, literally, I was just waiting on them to say it was on, what it was gonna be. You feel me? I knew they was gonna tear it down for something. They wasn't about to keep going to swap me. Too much shit happened there. They trying to make the city something it ain't.
There's a lot of other changes, like, as far as, do you feel gentrification creeping into the city
hell
as well?
Yeah. It's hell yeah. It's like, sometimes, I don't live in England no more, but, like, when I go, like, you be seeing all people walking their dogs. Like, shit, people just do all this shit, you feel me?
So like, white people?
Yeah, like, taking over every street now. Like, it'd be crazy.
Lesbian like, couples with poodles and all that
shit? Yeah, I be just driving, like, you see, like, that's crazy. Like, that should have never happened back in the day. Like, you feel me? Like, it's just, it's different.
I heard y'all got coyotes now and foxes.
I ain't seen one yet.
You mind if I ask you, like, a heavier question based on Inglewood? First of all, the Cardies is ridiculous. I love those. You know, there was R.I.P. Draco the Ruler. There is a pretty prominent diss track about Inglewood. How did that make you feel when you heard it?
I didn't pay no attention. I'm not going to say I liked it, because it was a shot at my city, but I didn't pay no attention. You can say my name in it, so.
Yeah. Did you, was there like an air of discontent around that record when, from people around you and all that?
Hell yeah, it was an uproar.
Like, yeah.
Everybody was mad. Nobody liked that shit. Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, like, we're not talking about on a street level, but on a music level,
I mean,
did you feel like, did that kind of make you want to respond, say some shit back? Like, because you got bars.
I didn't want to, nah, because that's how we was grow up, how we was brought up. We don't really respond to shit. I never told myself I'd never eat rap beef. I'm not about to go at nobody. You feel me? If it's something, then we gonna see each other in the street. You feel me? I'm not about to go on a song and rap about you and then something happened to you and now. Police at my door.
Right. Which we've seen happen quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Now, Inglewood has a real rich city, rich history of music. And especially, you know, rappers going back to when you was growing up, were you slapping that Mac 10 or was that a little bit before your time and all that?
I was playing Mac 10, but I just played the Relatives, really.
Okay. Yeah.
A kid listening to the Relatives is crazy. Cause that what was it? Give it up, give it up. Yeah. That was on everybody ringtones on the church.
That was a classic. Yeah, I was listening to all that shit. Mac 10 was, but we didn't know Mac 10. Mac 10, I ain't never seen Mac 10 in Inglewood. I knew the Relatives. I seen them in my backyard. So.
One take one.
What's the deal?
I done seen you do some ratchet shit. Like
what?
Put him on blast. Come on.
Say that shit.
Some stank shit.
Stank shit, damn.
I don't want to beef with them bitches. So what's up, man? You are from a very, very well-known camp in L.A., One Take Gang. Yeah, One Take Jay, One Take Ocho, all of these people.
Jay be saying some easy, crazy.
Tyler J.
Jay be saying some of the craziest shit, too. Yeah. Like, yeah.
They got the lyricists, they got the ratchet niggas, they got singers over there.
You feel me?
How did you link up with the One Take family?
We started at Centennial. We all went to school with each other.
Okay.
So then I was hanging out with One Take Teezy, him and my cousin, then me and Jay played football with each other. Teezy, he already was in music. He was doing that shit. When he started, he played a beat one day, and I was like, fuck it, let's freestyle, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Freestyle, made that shit. I took that shit to Jay and the other homie school. I'm like, yeah, I'm making a song. Them niggas like, man, hell no. Mate played that shit. Niggas laughed at me. Next day, next thing we know, 2 weeks later, we all in the studio. We've been doing that shit ever since. Just talking shit.
Okay. All right. So now we here.
Exactly. We right here with Baby Blue and Future.
What made you two decide to do a project together?
That was my idea.
We've been talking about it for years. But it's crazy. He pushed the pen on it, like yeah. Nigga.
We did a tape together like 2 years ago and never put it out.
Yeah. Okay, see, I thought I was tripping because y'all had me come to the studio before, and it was like a live challenge or something like that, right? Y'all did something on live. remember. I was there. Holiday was there. The bitches was on the phone.
Oh, no, nah, that was some shit.
That was for you?
Yeah, yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
You know, I'll get it going.
But y'all did. I remember y'all doing something together.
We recorded the whole tape, and then nothing. We never put it out. And then we came back to it. We was like, we going to use the old songs? We're like, nah. So we recorded a whole nother tape.
Why y'all didn't drop it? COVID?
Nah, it's a different level now. Like, we family, we all with the,
yeah, I feel like everything is about timing. Like, we did it, but it wasn't, we just did it type shit because we was in the studio with each other every damn day. All our camps, you feel me?
This shit really started with shit talking. Like, mm-hmm. He saying he can gas me. I thought,
yeah,
about
I was telling him, like, I can fuck you over in every song, you feel me?
That's so, why so who's out rapping who?
At this point, he caught up.
Damn.
In other words, I'm fucking him over now.
Okay.
He doing his thing now. Like, it had been a couple of times he had me in there like, hold on, bro, trying to gas me tonight. Like, he really trying to go crazy on me. Like, let me step it up. Like,
that's how it's
competition
because
he talks shit. He
crazy.
Before I meet in there, that shit weak as fuck, nigga. I'm like, damn, all right, bet. I'm not going there gas some shit. He won't even tell me it's hard to ride the place. He doesn't go do his shit. Uh-huh. And then he'll come back like, yeah, nigga, I be fucked up. I think.
You feel me?
Have y'all ever wrote for the other person?
Hell no.
Nah.
For probably the most gave, part, probably gave
it's like
a bar.
A word, a tweak,
like,
or something.
Say
you
this
feel me?
Way or say but this.
I got to, for the most part, nah, hell no.
We was having a conversation in here last week about the difference in between paying homage and rappers actually stealing from each other. So somebody like, you know, Drake, he usually might recite somebody else's bars, or mm-hmm. we seen Kanye do it, 50, Lil Wayne. What are y'all thoughts on that, on people supposedly attempting to pay homage, but it comes off as like stealing?
It's a good question.
It depends on how you do it, because I've did it before, but it depends on like how you do it. Like, you can't say a nigga whole verse though.
I can't say a nigga bars. You can inspire me to say something, but I'm not gonna say your bars, bro. I can't do that.
It gotta be some iconic shit, like
the song she talking about, or the one that was in question was the Drake and YG, Who Do You Love?
Uh-huh.
And Drake's,
he did the Hover, yeah,
the majority of his verse is rapping Fote, Players Club.
I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to say he stole it, but I'm not going to say that's paying homage either, because he should have said something. I don't know. I listened to it's like damn near the whole verse. I'm like, damn. So I don't know. I wouldn't do it, but. That's Drake. Ain't nobody finna say shit to Drake.
When you guys hear rap, okay.
No.
When you guys hear rapper reference tracks, does that make you lose respect for their pen? Or if you find out that like several people wrote on this verse?
Well,
it depends.
I understand the business now, so I understand why they doing it. But if I'm on some artist shit, nah, bro.
To me, it's only if you try to portray yourself as you write all your shit and you just this type of nigga that write all your shit, then I'm gonna lose respect for you. But if you come into it like, nah, I have you having writers? Then how you get mad at them? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can't write, but some people can sing. You know what I mean? So
Jay-Z walk in your session with a notepad and say this. You put it out. I'm
gonna tweak that shit. I'm gonna tweak it. And
yeah,
say
I gotta do something.
If it don't sound right,
do
I ain't putting
exact,
that shit out.
I can't rap it. If he
talking
like,
what he talking
this
about
exact
like,
way,
he Jay-Z, like, he making like, millions. Bro. He heard me. He had to be listening to my shit to stay.
He
got to
know
this.
Something.
Yeah, like, let me see what he talking
fuck
about.
Fuck it, rap it.
It would have to be something super off-brand, or else I'm saying it. Like, anything regular, like, if it's dope, I'm going to say it. It would have to be so off-brand that I can't.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Fathom myself saying it for me not to say it, you know what I'm saying? Or
I'm gonna read it, I'm gonna tweak it, I'm gonna still put my twist on it for sure.
Because people fuck themselves up because say he gave me the song and it is a hit, they go crazy, they want some more shit like that. I didn't write that shit, like, how am I gonna give you another one like that? You just fuck yourself over.
Anna, you said when y'all recorded Potion, that was the last song in the session.
Yeah, we did like four that night.
I've heard a lot of people say that. Like, it's to where the one that winds up becoming a hit, you're not even trying real
it's
hard.
It's a different feeling, exactly.
Yeah, you ain't really,
you trying to beat the time and shit. You know?
Yeah.
It's 2-3 in the morning. It's like, all right, I'm ready.
That's
to
when the hits
now.
Come, though, homie.
It'd be like, all right, fuck, let's do one more song, play the beat.
I wrote that, too.
Did y'all feel it like after it was done? Like, okay.
No, when I wrote it,
I knew it was hard to begin
with.
Yeah, I had to betray him.
I just didn't. I wanted a different beat, but it turned out to be something crazy. Like, that's all.
Y'all both said that y'all been doing music for a long time. And being that you see these overnight sensations, people blowing up on TikTok, they just come up and they just famous overnight. Does that discourage y'all?
Hell no, I'm trying to figure that out.
They fuck with me, I ain't gonna lie.
What you do, bro? Let me know. You feel me? That's but I'm making these hard ass songs though, but you going up on me. I'm trying to, yeah.
Why does that fuck with you?
Cause I'm not a hater, but I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like some people don't be deserving that shit, like.
So you a hater?
Like, nah, cause like, it's niggas like Quan, like I done watched this nigga stay in the studio 24 hours, shed blood, sweat, and tears, and this nigga just started rapping yesterday and made it. Like, that's fucked up, like, you feel me? So, it's just, I feel like some people don't respect it. That's like fucking somebody who do construction, and I come tell this nigga, that shit ain't nothing. I start construction tomorrow and be better than you. Like, you feel me? Like, when this nigga then went to school, he did all this and shit, you feel me? And this nigga just started yesterday and got promoted as manager. Like, you feel me? Like, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, right. So, you guys are creating music and you coming out during an era where the West Coast, we don't got the ball. So it's like we had it, then we lost it, and then we got it back, and then we don't have it again. And a lot of people don't respect West Coast artists. What do you guys think that we're missing? In terms of, like, you know, talent.
Niggas just got to...
Unity is cliche, but...
I'm going to say just because I'm avid with the city. Like, I'm on SoundCloud listening to niggas shit. I tell niggas shit hard. I DM niggas. Just even me learning, just putting more time, more creativity, learning the process, learning the business, learning music more so we can take over. Like, you feel me? Thug and them niggas said, like, when they got up, they studied music for 2 years. Then came out, next thing you know, they making ski and all type of little crazy shit. You feel what I'm saying? So when niggas doing that, they got the sauce down there. And they working together. If you ain't gonna work with nobody, you gotta get your own knowledge. You gotta put your own time into your craft. So I just suggest that's what we gotta do. And then come together.
A lot of people say that the sound in LA is regional because we love that shit. Like, I'm like, anytime I hear an LA beat, you feel me, that go up and it has that tempo, I'ma love it off top. Yeah. But the rest of the country, they not really hip to the way we...
I mean, they got loyalty to their cities. Like, they die hard. They all they want to listen to
first
is their city.
L.A. ain't shit. L.A. will switch on you. And I done watched L.A. switch on so many rappers. So many rappers. It just be blowing my mind. Like, yesterday, this nigga was the greatest nigga in the world to you. Now you going to turn on him because he dropped one okay record? Like, they was... L.A. don't give a fuck.
I've literally seen people drag radio for not supporting West Coast artists. Literally. And then see those same people who are dragging radio drag West Coast artists.
Exactly.
Damn.
Exactly.
So it's like, how do we expect the radio to fuck with us if our own...
So many people that told me to make it out of L.A., you can't sound like L.A. And I'm just like, bro, like, what am I... Nigga, I am. I'm from L.A. That's what I'm gonna sound like. You feel me? How you can't get played on L.A. radio because you sound L.A.? That don't make no sense.
And then the cold part is, if you made a dirty South sounding record, they're going to be like, oh, you dick riding the South.
But, right. Yeah,
exactly. It's always going to be something. They always have something to say, though.
Click through 5 stations on the way here. None of them had an L.A. song on it.
Oh, I ain't listened to the radio since Taylor.
Only people that play L.A. music is 93.5, and that shit 20 years old. No disrespect to them, but you feel me? That's what we got.
Yeah. Y'all two are a part of two camps who push the envelope. And I mean, y'all get ratchet.
We get ratchet. Yeah.
Y'all talk get ratchet.
We used to.
I've been to the sessions.
You've been at the sessions, but have you been at the recent ones?
No, I haven't been at a recent one.
A lot of people's fathers.
I have to stop coming.
So it's different now. Everybody's fathers
but
and everybody's
we was
parents.
Getting ratchet, but we were still making a lot of music at that time.
Yeah, we was partying our ass.
Revving a lot of ass.
That shit was fun as a
lot of bitches.
On me.
Probably like... Especially between quarantine and...
Oh, quarantine was
two
crazy.
2 years, 3 years before that was probably the best years of our life.
Hey, but a lot of y'all are fathers because of them ratchet sessions.
I'm not
probably
a father, but they
you
are.
Feel me? Like,
Yeah, nah, for sure.
Do you guys fear, like, we seeing what's going on with Kanye right now. We seeing what happened with DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and, you know. Do y'all fear cancel culture as rappers?
I don't really say shit.
There's a lot of niggas is tiptoeing right now.
I just do my thing. I focus on my fans and what they got going on. You feel me? And myself. I'm not finna be the shit that they getting canceled for, I'm not involved in. So mm-hmm. you feel me? Kanye, he talking about some regional spiritual shit that I don't really know nothing about that I can't speak on. So mm-hmm.
everybody that got canceled, it's did some shit that I probably would never do. So I don't be thinking about that.
But shit, when they get put in that situation, they don't know what the fuck.
I don't give a nigga. I'm not doing nothing Kanye doing. I'm not doing shit the baby did. That's just not me. So.
Okay, and then also.
It was a little shimmy, like she got some juicy shit to say now. OB.
Y'all think I got bullshit up my sleeve?
Oh, God.
What you got?
Clearly.
I don't have no bullshit up my
sleeve.
You just
shook it down. That's
why are you looking at me, though?
Because you said, I'm taking her there today. Something you said before we started. Oh, I don't want to go there
press
with you.
Press your line then. Get it
man,
off your chest.
That's what I'm
like,
saying. Like,
I don't got nothing to press.
You got to say it to say it. You feel me? Because I'm going to let you know. I'm a real nigga.
Exactly.
You feel me?
What y'all think I gotta ask y'all?
I don't know. Ask
say that shit. And you keep bringing up this ratchet shit too. Let me know.
Say it with your chest.
Speak on it.
Hey, listen.
Hey.
Regina's hilarious.
Don't call me Regina again.
Oh, you lucky I didn't say Mary.
Damn.
Ooh, not the Gov.
Yeah, that's the Gov.
I still want to know
that's
the hood
her middle
name.
Name.
I still want to know the hood name.
I'll tell you off air.
He's right. Weird as fuck.
I'm weird as fuck now. Because I know her.
Yeah. No, but.
What was Gina like back in the day?
Gina back in the day.
Like this.
There's a no jumper clip right here. There's no jumper clip.
Think she the shit. Just
don't lie to them people.
It, like back in high school, like if you wasn't like. She was in ninth grade, but she thought she was such like a nigga. So if you were in like 11th, 12th grade, she ain't talking to you. Like, she
damn.
Was
like,
you was doing it like that?
But she said Diddy as hell?
I was always cool with her, but I didn't see her did some people wrong. Like, damn, y'all got the same homeroom.
Speak
like,
on the good times, man. Speak on the good times.
What time. People I did
speak
wrong?
No, I want to hear what you did wrong.
Yeah, speak on the good times. Gina ain't all, man.
When I got shot, she was there. Like, okay. You know, yeah, like, yeah. She a real nigga.
Mm-hmm.
When she want to be.
She be double okay. Dutching and shit. Okay.
I seen that.
Yeah,
I
seen that.
You can never question her hood stripes after watching her double dutch.
She's crazy.
Wow. One thing about Gina's life is crazy because, like, I could not see Gina for 6, 7, 8 months, whatever, but we could literally get on the phone and talk an hour about some bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, that's my nigga.
Gina just shouted like, me out, too. Good looking.
Was she one of, like, yeah. The popular girls?
Yeah, people know her. Everybody okay. Know her.
You see that head from around the corner.
I don't know the reasons why she was popular, but she was popular.
What that mean?
You was like...
So like
why
like,
was girls popular back then?
So wait, you went to Morningside?
I went to Morningside in ninth grade.
She
went to Morningside for a month.
So she went
to
Morningside
in ninth grade, and then I went to Washington afterwards.
You went to Washington, okay. But your head went to Westchester?
He had that one ready.
He
was itching to get it out.
Yeah.
That was a good one, Les. I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready. Okay, so you know, it's been a lot of talk about how LA is not safe.
Mm. Talk about
and
it.
And not so much, you know. I mean, because we've been here. And I was just saying the other day, like, not to say that this shit is normalized or I'm, like, desensitized, but niggas was snatching bamboos and sidekicks when we was kids.
Man, niggas always talking about don't come to they city ain't safe. This shit is not cotton candy out here, bro.
Yeah.
No, the same way not, you move in your city, nigga, you got to come move out here like that.
We have it's, not been seeing this all our life.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's like
niggas be coming out here.
Oh, LA so dangerous. Don't go to LA. You can. They've been saying don't come to LA since NWA days. Like, so what's the difference now?
On me. The niggas the internet. Out here is goofy.
Like, it's like this
the
shit,
internet people see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, people seeing it now. But LA always been LA. That's why it's always been LA. Chicago always been Chicago. Like
shit, regular now. It, I guess people getting to see it ain't
no,
ain't
see,
no joke because people
Greasy.
With a name is getting touched now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Now
that's
like, oh, these niggas is really serious. Like, no, nigga, this shit been happening. Nigga, keep your motherfucking head down.
Rappers,
and stop acting
rappers time. Been getting game was talking about rappers getting robbed at the BET Awards back then. Like that shit is not new. So.
But are out of town rappers targets in LA?
Anybody are targeting LA. Let me get on there with five big ass chains.
Yeah.
They gonna be at my motherfucking door.
No, out of town people is targeted because they not from out here, so they feel like it's an easy look.
And they stick out, right?
And they stick out because out of town people gonna do shit that you gonna know who not from out here. Like you be like, ain't nobody from here gonna do that. Like you feel me? I can spot out of town person like that. So.
And Quan, you know, you from the East Side. R.I.P. PNB Rock, where he wound up meeting his demise over there at that Manchester in Maine. You feel me? Like that's not really the place to be pulling up like that, right?
I mean, I done ate there a couple times, but that ain't the regular spot I'm going to. It just nigga just you don't just nah. When you that your name that big, you don't go over there, nah. Yeah, especially if you're not out here.
It's crazy because my grandma, she stayed on that street, so me and my cousins used to walk to that Roscoe's every other day.
That's fucked up.
There might be roaches in the chicken at that Roscoe's. It's probably all type
of shit, I believe they were shut down a minute
they
for that.
They were shut down for a minute. Yeah, but I ain't stepped foot in that Roscoe's since I won't even drive it yet. So
I for sure went before I could drive. Yeah. Do y'all agree that being a rapper is the most dangerous job in the world?
Yep.
It is. Do it scare you?
It's regular, like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Niggas die walking out the door, like.
I mean, I don't know. It's like, because I'd have been shot, and I don't know who shot me, you feel me? So, I could be sitting next to a nigga who shot me right now, and I would never know, you feel me? So, mm-hmm. It's the same as you being a rapper, because I'll be out, and people be staring at me. And then I'm like, what the fuck is this nigga staring at? And then 10 minutes later, hey, you boss man, huh? I'll be like, oh, I'll be forgetting, like, you feel me? So, but it's just like that. It's going to be somebody who trying to do something to me. So,
well, yeah, it's targets, though, for sure.
Let's talk about that because I was there at the hospital.
I was about to say that.
Let's, because, like, something like that, that shit that we all kind of, like, deal with regularly. So what was that experience like for you? I ain't never been shot, but I'm saying that, you know, that's something that, you know, we done either your homie didn't happen to your homie or it didn't happen to you, but we done all been in a situation where we done had to go to a hospital and somebody ain't coming home.
I saved your life on me.
For real. Yeah. Being shot is like.
Well, tell the story. What happened?
Because you being shot is something like, you hear about it happening every day, but you don't think it can happen to you. Like, me getting shot, hell no. You feel me? So, how did the day go? It was a Saturday. It was August 30th.
How many years ago?
This was 2013.
13.
Yeah, so.
So you was like fresh out of high school?
Yeah, I was 18. Yeah, just graduated. So, it was a Saturday. I remember I woke up. It was hot as fuck that day. Yeah. I was just. My boy Honcho, he stayed like three streets away from my dad. So I was just going to my dad's house to pick up something. I forgot. And I was supposed to go straight home. Like, I had on slippers and shit. Like, I was literally just going there and going back home. But I always stop by this nigga house. Like, it don't matter what I'm doing. If I'm driving past, I'm stopping at his house, you feel me? So it's probably like 11, 12 o'clock. So I call him, like, what you doing? He like at the house. I'm about to pull up.
Daytime or nighttime?
Daytime.
Yeah.
But this is why, ever since then, I told myself I'm going to go on my first mind. Because something told me just to go home. But it was Saturday. I wanted to see what was the deal for the later today. So I'm going to go talk to this nigga. You feel me? So I pull up. It's me, him, the homie Probe, and the homie Don Don. We sitting there. And the homie Probe, like, he had just got his first job. And he just got his first check. And he was happy. So he like, hey, take me to cash my check. I'm like, hell, I had like I forgot what kind of car, but I had a bucket, though. Like, it was no tint. It was horrible. So I hated driving it. So any chance I don't have to drive it, I'm not driving it. So he like, take me to cash my check. I'm like, hell no. You feel me? So Honcho like, I'll take you. So he like, come with me. And I was like, I looked at him. I'm like, nah, I'm finna go home, bro. I ain't dressed in nothing. He like, it's down the street. So I'm like, all right, bro, come on. So we get in the car, we go, we sit in the car, he cashes check, he walk out, he happy, and we like, the way we usually take, we didn't take this way because it was so much traffic. So we end up cutting a back street by St. Andrews Park. And so we driving, and we see a girl we knew from high school, I forgot her name, but I knew her, but I don't care about her. So I was like, keep going. Like, you feel me? The homie in the back yelling, hey, ooh. So I'm like, bro, get the fuck back in the car. You feel me? So he get back in the car. We drive it. We make one right. We out the light. We drive it, we drive, we get to the next light, we sitting there, and I looked at the homie Hancho for something. And next thing you know, I hear the shots, and I see like the flash from like the corner of my eye. I see the flash, but I don't know why. I thought somebody threw like firecrackers in the car, like playing or something. Like, cause I just see the flash. But I'm like, what the fuck? I hear boom, boom, boom. And then I looked, and my whole hand, I don't know, I got my nerve went out. My whole hand went like this, like by itself. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I looked on the shit, it was all blood. So I looked to him, Hancho, he holding his neck, he shot in the neck. So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, shot. So I'm like, drive. So, but he holding his neck, and I hear his foot like trying to find the gas. So I'm like, so I don't know. I'm trying to look, but I don't want to, you feel me? So I don't know if they still right here or what, you feel me? So I'm like, find the gas, find the gas. He ended up finding the gas. He took off. We in the gutter lane. He took off. His house is on the left. We got to make a left, but he driving one hand. So I'm like, how you going to make this left, you feel me? So he ended up trying to go, and he was finna hit a car, and somehow I just grabbed it and made the turn for him. So I made the turn. He's still holding his neck. We had to make one more turn. So I'm like, look, bro, we got to make this last turn. Like, you feel me? Just try. So we made the turn, and then he couldn't even, like, he just stopped in the middle of the street. The damn near car was still running. He ran in the house. I threw the car in park. He ran. I looked. He went to the house. His dad opened the door. He fell into the house. So in my head, I'm like, oh, he dead. Like, you feel me? So the homie got out the car. He looking at me like, yeah, you shot, bro. So I'm like, I know I'm shot, like, you feel me? But I'm not, like, I can't feel it, you feel me? So, but my arm might numb, you feel me? So I'm like, I'm worried about the homie, you feel me? So I'm like, go check on the homie, like, you feel me? So ambulance come, I'm thinking I was shot one time, though, you feel me? So ambulance come, they cut my shirt off, and they like, they reading all the holes, they telling them, they do like, okay, one hole back arm, one hole inner arm, one hole chest, one hole. I'm like, damn, how many times I'm shot, whatever. So they like, don't look, you feel me? Just don't look, you feel me? So I'm just like this, they reading all the holes, whatever. And then I'm watching them bring the homie on the stretcher. And I'm asking them, I'm like, is the homie, like, he alive? I'm like, ooh, they like, he good, like, don't worry about him. Like, well, I'll get you to the hospital too, like. So I get in the back. It's crazy, because they putting me in the ambulance, and I just look up, and I see my mama there. I don't know how she found out. I don't know nothing. I'm like, how the fuck my mama know that fast? Like, you feel me? So they questioning me about all type of who shot you. I'm like, I don't know. They asking me where I'm from. And I'm like, y'all asking the dumbest shit right now. Like, you feel me? I get to the hospital. They rolling me in. And as they rolling me in, they rolling my homie into the next room. And his face, like, looks swole as fuck. So my heart just dropped. Again, I'm like, what's up with him? Like, you feel me? They still not trying to tell me. I'm not worried about me no more. You feel me? Like, you feel me? I know I'm going to be straight. You feel me? Because I don't feel nothing, you feel me? I'm still numb as hell, like, you feel me? It took all the nerve.
They got you in the stomach, too? Or?
No, my chest.
Okay.
But, like, I still can't feel this pinky to this day because my nerve is permanently damaged. So I ended up getting out of the hospital the next day, though. Or how many of them, 2 days?
Hey, did the nigga live?
Yeah, he lived.
Oh, all right.
He was in there, though, for, I think he was there for 12 days, 12 or 8.
Yeah, he was in a coma for 2 weeks.
Can he talk?
At first, when he got out, he couldn't. You got
the talking thing.
Yeah, so, but, yeah, that was probably the scariest shit, really. I wasn't even worried about me no more. I was just worried about him living.
How close to your heart were they?
They said it was a rice away from my heart.
Whew, a grain of rice.
Yeah, so, if I would have made a sudden move or, because they tell me, like, even when you get shot, you're not supposed to move. Like, so when I'm getting out the car, walking around, I'm not supposed to do that because the bullet can still move.
Right.
You know what I mean? So thank God it didn't, though. So,
and then also your blood starts pumping more,
exactly.
And all that.
So I never been shot, so I don't know what to do. And they low-key, I'm not going to say it took forever, but when you shot, everything seemed forever. So it was like, where the hell are they at? You know what I mean? So I was walking around, everybody coming out, the neighbors coming out, looking and shit.
Y'all had so much love in that hospital room day. I remember it was just like packed out. Like, I seen people that I ain't seen in years.
I remember people coming like, bro, it's a party down there. Because me and him, we was like best friends. And our family was like close too. So literally, we had everybody there. You feel me? So it was just crazy how when people found out we got shot together, it was like, what the fuck? Like, we literally always together.
Y'all survived together. Exactly. You feel me? It's even deeper.
What was crazier, too, was who he's talking about. The doctors didn't think that he was going to make it. Yeah. So they were, like, all surprised that he had made it. And then we didn't even know, too. So when we were there the first...
It was people making RIP prayers. Like, I'm like, he's not even dead. Like,
oh, that's whack.
The first...
People got to run to the internet. You feel me? Put their 2 cents in.
Literally the first, like, 3 days... They didn't. They told us that he was on a breathing machine. Mm. Me and his mom didn't know that that meant life support. Like, we didn't fucking know. So the lady came in. She said, oh, he's alive? And then we was like, huh? Like, you know, we thinking everything was cool. And then she was like, well, none of us thought he was going to make it.
You low-key knew. That's why when you said, when you saw him going in there, you were scared, right?
Yeah, because it was crazy.
What's the number one thing that changed as far as your perspective on life after that incident?
After I got shot, that's when I started taking music serious. That's when I remember. I called Rucci. Rucci was the first one I talked to. I was like, bro, like, cause I had just graduated. I'm like, I just graduated. I'm in the streets getting shot. I'm like, I changed my life. I'm like, you feel me? I'm a dire end up in jail. You feel me? So that's when me and Rucci started going. My boy started rapping. He ended up trying to be a boxer. So you feel me? It was just me and Rucci. So me and Rucci just went crazy with it.
Crazy story.
Do you have like trauma still from there? You don't drive down that street?
Nah. The only thing is like, I hate 4th of July. Mm. Like all that's like, it just bring back like, I remember the first night in the hospital, like I tried to go to sleep. And every time I fell asleep, I heard gunshots, so I couldn't sleep. Like every time I fell asleep, I heard a gunshot. So after that, like even like when I went home, if I hear something drop, I'd be like, "What was that?" You feel me? Like it was. Now it got better, but even now, like I don't drive my windows down no more. You feel me? It's a lot of every car I get is 10 on top of 10. I don't want nobody looking in. Cause I don't know who shot me.
Right.
So you feel me? I don't want nobody looking at my car no more. So, you feel me? So.
Do, because you guys in that moment, y'all didn't see the car, y'all didn't see the person,
felt the bullets. We in the gutter lane, so they pulled up, they stopped like right at our truck and started shooting through the back window. Mm. You feel me? So that's how I got hit right here. All this right here was getting hit.
And your arm was out the window, or?
I think my arm was like this.
Yeah.
I'm like this. So that's how I got shot right there first, and then my arm dropped.
That's what it sounded like when you described
they
it.
Said they said the bullet went through my chest and went through his neck.
God damn.
So if it didn't go through my it going through me, it slowed the bullet down. Right. So if it didn't, it would have went through his neck and killed him.
You saved his life. Yeah, so. You clearly got a greater purpose.
Yeah.
God did not want to call you home.
Yeah, she crazy. Still to this day when I think about it.
We just lost Takeoff.
Yeah.
How did the Migos influence you guys growing up?
I remember when I first heard of the Migos. I'm like, these niggas hard. Like,
oh God.
It was different. It was just something we never heard before.
Mm-hmm. First 40 and then,
years. But I ain't gonna lie, I was like, they hard. I'm like, they probably not gonna last that long. Like, and then they just kept coming with heat. They here to stay. I've just been a fan ever since. Yeah.
Niggas going crazy. Takeoff was hard as a motherfucker.
He was the hardest one ever.
For sure.
Not me.
Yeah, Takeoff.
Yeah, the bars. Swag. Crazy.
Like I was saying earlier, I've been to a couple of sessions. Mm-hmm. Some really, really memorable sessions. Very, very memorable. You had fun at her shit. Yeah.
She had fun at her shit.
No, we used to be like,
like, no, they literally used to keep me from me getting off of work.
I don't care who walking out. Okay, bye. Okay, I'm finna go too. No, you're not. Gina, sit your ass down.
One of the
most. And she make motherfuckers rap, right?
Yeah.
Mm. One of the most hardworking people that I ever seen around y'all was Sean Mack.
For sure.
How did Sean influence you guys?
Sean influenced me by, every day it was something. His mom stayed on the same street as me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when he be staying at his mom's house, this nigga used to walk down to my house every morning. It'd be early, too, like 8:39, like, knocking on my open the door. I'd be like, what do you want, bro? He walking in my room, smoking on my roaches. I'm like, what, bro? We gotta figure something out. I'm like, what? We gotta figure out. He'll be like, I gotta get a session, like, nigga, that's your problem. What are you, bro? I ain't got no. Well, he be like, no, it's on you too, bro. We gotta figure this out together. Ooh. But he used to, I remember he used to have me drive 211. 211 had a big ass truck with his face on there. And he gave it to us. And me and Scott used to be everywhere in that truck. We just driving everywhere with 211 face all over the truck. We going through hoods, just everybody looking. But he was just hard working. He never stopped. And he the one, like, even when he died, how he still had so many songs, that's what made me tell myself, like, you never know where you're going to go. So that made me start recording more. Because I'm like, if I go, I want people to be able to have my music for a long time, you feel me? So you got to work. Because if he didn't, we would have nothing, you feel me, to fall back on.
Yeah.
And he was the battery between shit. Like, even with Tug, Rucci, he didn't care. Like, he wasn't selfish. He's like, they have a video shoot. This nigga be, he won't be worried about himself. He'd be like, I'm like, what you doing? Trying to get Rucci a hairdresser. Like he'd be worried about other people more than himself, but that's how, because whoever, one person gonna make all of us look good. Mm-hmm. That's how he was. So he was a good dude.
And then recently, which was like so shocking to hear, just so super devastating. Actually, the last piece of content me and you did was with Keith Richards. Mm-hmm. Y'all pulled up to the studio, y'all did the freestyle for me, and he passed
dope.
Away. Thank
that
you.
That was real dope.
He passed away, was like a month ago now, right?
Yeah.
What was your and Keith Richards' relationship like?
That was my boy. That was really like, he was like my cousin. We called each other cousins. Like, he was doing shit that nobody else was doing. And I respected him because he wasn't like looking for, nobody to know what he doing. Like, he was doing giveaways and, before, nobody even knew who Key was, like, you feel me? So he been doing that type of shit. And I used to be like, damn, he doing all this good shit for the city and nobody saying nothing about it. But he didn't care, like, he was doing it for him because it made him feel better. Mm-hmm. He was a giving person. So that was my boy. If I had a studio session, I'm calling him. If he had one, he calling me. You feel me? That's how we did a tape together. I still got a whole tape with him that's not out here in my phone right now. So yeah. we recorded so much together. That was like, when it came to the music industry, that was like my best friend in music. Like, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like Keith Richards.
Yeah, he was a super smooth dude.
What was his impact on you guys? Like, just before passing away, just everything he was that
like,
he was doing.
He was like a young modern. Like, he was on his way to be like the next Nipsey. Like, you feel mm-hmm. me? Like, yeah. And he looked up to Nipsey so much. Like, he sold $100 tape, and I was like, bro. Like, when he told me he was gonna do that, I'm like. Like, you should relax, bro. Well, he was really selling them. Well, I was like, damn, like, you feel me? Like, Nipsey was the only person to do that, you feel me? And now I'm seeing Key do it. It's like, he wasn't scared. He was like, if I don't sell what? I don't care, you feel me? I would still put it out there. I'm doing it, you feel me? So he was just, he taught me, like, to never be fearful. Don't care what nobody think. Just do you feel me?
Exactly. Bro had hustle. And he was a leader. Sure. I like how he had his team together.
Yeah.
He took his shit serious. For sure.
Being though, like with all this stuff that we just talked about, you know, people getting robbed, rappers coming to LA, it's just not being safe for rappers. What does that say to you guys? Like, how do you plan to move so that you guys don't become a victim?
That's how a nigga gotta move in the city, regardless whether a nigga was rapping or not. So
I mean, exactly.
Nigga gotta just be extra careful times 10 now, since motherfucking know your face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been moving ever since I got shot. I've been moving different, so. That's just the way I'm going to keep moving. I'm not going to, you feel me?
I feel like something that did change in the city quite a bit was after them EDD and PPPs ran out, that so many people was finessing and all that.
It's
like,
crazy. People predicted that, though. Like, they was like, when this shit run out, though, the city going to go crazy because money is like a drug. So, you feel mm-hmm. me? People have more money than they ever had in their life. You know,
that woke them up.
Never
though.
Seen oh, this. Man. Never had people that never had $1,000 was walking around with $50,000.
Facts.
You feel me? So getting a piece of that was like a drug. So now that it's gold, they gotta have. Like, you feel me? People lose the fact that I used to make $100 a day and be cool. Like, you feel me? Now you if you like thousands. Nobody wanted no more because they sold uses.
I mean, that thousand.
Yeah, people used to the EDD show. So if it ain't thousands, they don't want to make it. Like, so it's like they try so hard to live that life again. They want to go back to Rodeo. They want to go back. That's just like a drug. So they doing anything possible to feel that again.
And they don't know what they doing with that type of money, so it's finna go quick because they're not used to managing that. Exactly. And then, you know, you had a bunch of people that was spending that on drugs and guns.
Yeah, everybody bought a gun.
Off top.
For me, so, and now that's all they got left is their gun.
It was easier to find choppers and pistols at a certain point.
And they was going for the highest ever in life, like, you feel me? And people still buying them, so, you feel me? Now, today, if you didn't sell your gun because you went broke, you using your gun to try to make some money. You feel me? That's all you got left is your gun.
That was a bar right there.
So what y'all do with y'all PPP, Xanax?
I didn't get no PPP. I should have, though. I swear to God, I told my mom, I should have got that shit. I don't know why I didn't.
Well, y'all got the EDD.
I was scared of all that shit.
I was on EDD because I really got fired.
Oh, okay.
But not during
that time. I just had regular shit. I was with a female. She told me she was getting some money out of her bank. I'm like, what the fuck? Where are you getting this money from? She said, EDD. I said, what the fuck is that?
So you fuck with scammer bitches.
Shit.
Everybody became a scammer at that time.
Just put me on.
I had homies that literally had never worked a day in their lives. 40 bands up. Like, man. What the fuck?
I was watching. He said, he don't like that shit.
I wasn't mad. I was just tripping.
I ain't gonna lie. I was hating on niggas.
Like, damn.
It was niggas hating. I'll be like, hey, yup.
Everybody had them Dior looking Chucks. Dior shoes.
That's crazy. I got some all red Dior Chucks I bought back then. I still ain't worn them just because of that. Because
like, they EDD shoes?
Yeah, like, everybody went.
Did you niggas get dogs?
Dogs.
Nah, I don't like dogs.
Got the Frenchies.
I got kids. Ain't nobody works trying to take care of no dog.
How many kids you have?
I got two.
What's the gender?
Girls.
Oh.
I love them, though.
I love them.
My daughter, she
did
9 in 2 months.
You got a 9-year-old. You got
it. Yeah.
Oh, you've been fucking for a long time.
Long ass time. Thought this ratchet shit was a game. She brought it up 7 times and thought it was a joke.
Why you been fucking for so long?
Hey, man, I've been looking good my whole life. Fuck you talking about?
Any artists that we should be on the lookout for other than you two?
Hold one take everything.
Okay.
If we got one take in front of it, be on. Have your eyes like this. Just be looking.
Yeah, whole making company.
All right. Well, plug y'all shit. Let them know where to find the project at.
You can follow me at the Boss Man, THA Boss Man with 2 N's. That's my Instagram. My Twitter is really Boss The Rip. What's my Twitter? I don't use Twitter.
Irene.
Follow me on Instagram. Because Twitter don't fuck with me. Twitter ain't been the same. First of all, I had to make 5 different Twitters. I keep deleting my shit.
Hey, Twitter got porn now though. It's kind of lit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A freak. Hey, you're a freak.
Yeah, what you mean tweeting?
I mean they didn't delete my shit. But I call somebody.
Come on.
I call somebody retarded. They deleted my shit.
Oh, yeah. You can't say that.
I call somebody a dumb bitch.
He was
they
giving head on
shit.
Twitter or getting it.
Yeah, I was
nasty ass nigga.
Hey, but now
she just said, man, stop playing. Hey, all right.
Hey, Gina, you was watching him get head on Twitter.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I did. Rewind it.
I don't know exactly. How she don't get the whole yeah, all right.
Because I'm clothes.
No, you're not. You don't fucking.
Nah, you in lingerie.
Butt naked.
Whole fashions.
On me.
But her shit is not getting even. You probably ain't even got threatened to get deleted.
Because my content is PG-13.
Please that's don't get deleted.
She got the cheek on there talking about PG-13.
Why you ain't never seen my cheek?
Yeah, lingerie.
She got the cheek on there.
So y'all be looking at my ass?
Thought we wasn't?
Nigga. I keep scrolling.
Gina crazy. Hey, one take Quan at everything. The number one TAKEQUAN. Follow me, man.
Like
you feel me?
He don't give a fuck.
Ain't got to search around no more. I'm what you looking for. If we on that nigga, I'm that nigga Mo.
Hey,
come on, man.
Post shit out now. What else up?
Off the bench. Hey, we got right
I
now.
I
want
to rock with Rucci out.
Yeah, no, right now. That's right now.
Featuring
we finna out. Drop some more hot shit for y'all. You
finna
feel me?
Drop another single on November
18th,
we dropping a single called In the Lobby.
In the Lobby.
You feel me? Then after that, the tape is coming, so be on the lookout.
Love to see
off
it.
Off the bench. Tap in.
Young LA talent going crazy. Come on.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
Appreciate no jumping.
I would say the live show going to be live on the 18th, but this probably going to come out after the live show. But just in case it come out before the live show, yeah, go get your tickets.
We're going to come with a banger. We're going to double back on the live.
Easily.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see y'all next time.